Okay, just like to take an opportunity here to formally introduce our latest addition on defense, safety Michael Huff. And it's with great pleasure that we do that. He's just a tremendous player, a tremendous guy. He fits us really well, both football-wise. Yeah, come on here, T.A. He fits us football-wise and technique-wise, type of person he is, type of family man he is. He's going to enable us to keep doing the things on defense that we've been doing and even build on those things. I know Terrell's got a lot of great plans for him in the back end, but you're talking about a great athlete, a guy who can who was a top 10 pick, a guy who's played corner, safety, played in the slot, free safety, strong safety. He's done it all because he's smart and he's tough and he knows how to play the game. So we're just thrilled that he's here, thrilled that he's a Raven. And I'm going to turn it over to T.A. first of all and kind of talk about the football a little bit, and I'll let T.A. present the jersey to Michael, all right?
One of the things is, you know, as the team has been changing and we've been bringing guys in and we had an opportunity to look at Michael and had a chance to get him, I think the thing that stands out is you look at a guy in the back end who's got a lot of range. He's a good tackler coming out of the back end, and he's durable. He's played a lot of, I think maybe in his 7 years, he's missed maybe four games. And that's a testament to the way he is as a professional. I've heard really good things about him. Guys I know have coached him, have lots of good things to say about him, not only as a player, but as a person. And I think that's important when you're coming in here because there's a Raven way that we do things, and we think he'll fit in that mode. But I'm really excited to have him, looking forward to adding him into the back end so that as a defense we can continue to be better, to be the best. And that's, I think, our goal. And so when we sign guys, that's our goal. It's not to fill anybody's shoes or to do anything like that, but, hey, can this guy help us be the best defense we can be? And that's what we deal with Michael. So, Michael.
All right. So guys, we'll take more pictures at the end there just so you have a better opportunity with the microphone removed from the setting there.
So, my Q&A?
Go ahead.
I'm just excited to be here. Like I said, I've played a lot of football in my career, but, you know, I've always watched the Ravens from afar. I said, obviously, they're a successful organization. I have some of the greatest fans in the world, so I'm just excited to be a part of it, excited to carry on a legacy, carry on a tradition, and, like I said, defend the Super Bowl. That's really the main thing why I'm here, just to help us win, and I said, I'll do whatever it takes to help us win.
Michael, when you heard about various players leaving Baltimore, especially in the secondary, were you reading about it and thinking you might have a chance to land with a champion?
Oh, definitely. Like I said, anytime you see a great organization like this and you see a guy leave in your spot that, you know, I can play that spot. Like I said, I can, you know, come in here and fill that role and, like I said, hopefully not leave any drop-offs. Like I said, I can come in here and just help the team any way I can.
Hey, Michael, the Ravens were a team that they were very interested in you coming out of Texas. How were you of that interest? They wound up not having a chance to pick you. They wound up with Melody Nada. But just how does it kind of feel to be a Raven after so many years when they were interested in you back then?
It feels good. Like I said, I talked to Ozzie. Like I said, he talked to me and, you know, told me how much he liked me coming out. And like I said, things didn't work out then, but 7 years later, like I said, I'm a Raven. So everything happens for a reason.
What is it like to, you are the new free safety, your own, you know, player, but you do replace a great safety like Ed Henry?
Oh, yeah. You know, I was Ed, you know, one of the greatest free safeties ever played this game. Like I said, first ballot Hall of Famer. And
okay, just like to take an opportunity here to formally introduce our latest addition on defense, safety Michael Huff. And it's with great pleasure that we do that. He's just a tremendous player, a tremendous guy. He fits us really well, both football-wise. Yeah, come on here, T.A. He fits us football-wise and technique-wise, type of person he is, type of family man he is. He's going to enable us to keep doing the things on defense that we've been doing and even build on those things. I know Terrell's got a lot of great plans for him in the back end, but you're talking about a great athlete. A guy who can, who was a top 10 pick, a guy who's played corner, safety, played in the slot, free safety, strong safety. He's done it all because he's smart and he's tough and he knows how to play the game. So we're just thrilled that he's here, thrilled that he's a Raven. And I'm going to turn it over to T.A. first of all and kind of talk about the football a little bit, and I'll let T.A. present the jersey to Michael, all right?
One of the things is, you know, as the team has been changing and we've been bringing guys in and we had an opportunity to look at Michael and had a chance to get him, I think the thing that stands out is you look at a guy in the back end who's got a lot of range. He's a good tackler coming out of the back end, and he's durable. He's played a lot of, I think maybe in his 7 years, he's missed maybe four games. And that's a testament to the way he is as a professional. I've heard really good things about him. Guys I know have coached him, have lots of good things to say about him, not only as a player, but as a person. And I think that's important when you're coming in here, because there's a Raven way that we do things, and we think he'll fit in that mode. But I'm really excited to have him, looking forward to adding him into the back end so that as a defense, we can continue to be better, to be the best. And that's, I think, our goal. And so when we sign guys, that's our goal. It's not to fill anybody's shoes or to do anything like that, but, hey, can this guy help us be the best defense we can be? And that's what we did with Michael. So, Michael.
Guys, we'll take more pictures at the end
there just so you have a better opportunity with the microphone
removed from the setting. So am I. Q&A? Go ahead. I'm just excited to be here. Like I said, I've played a lot of football in my career, but you know, I've always watched the Ravens from afar. Like I said, obviously they're a successful organization. I have some of the greatest fans in the world, so I'm just excited to be a part of it, excited to carry on a legacy, carry on a tradition, and like I said, defend the Super Bowl. That's really the main thing why I'm here, just to help us win, and that's how I'll do whatever it takes to help us win.
Heard about various players leaving Baltimore, especially in the secondary. Were you reading about it and thinking you might have a chance to land with a championship?
Oh, definitely. Like I say, anytime you see a great organization like this and you see a guy leave in your spot, that I can play that spot. Like I said, I can come in here and fill that role, and like I said, hopefully not leave any drop offs. Like I said, I can come in here and just help the team any way I can.
Hey, Michael, the Ravens were a team that they were very interested in you coming out of Texas. How were you of that interest? They wound up not having a chance to pick you. They wound up with Melody Nada. But just how does it kind of feel to be a Raven after so many years when they were interested in you back then?
It feels good. Like I said, I talked to Ozzie. Like I said, he talked to me and told me how much he liked me coming out. And like I said, things didn't work out then, but 7 years later, like I said, I'm a Raven. So everything happens for a reason.
What is it like to you are the new free safety and your own player, but you do replace a great safety like Ed Henry?
Oh, yeah. I was Ed, one of the greatest free safeties ever played this game. Like I said, first ballot Hall of Famer. And like I said, for me to come in here, like I said, I don't really feel like I'm following his footsteps. I'm more kind of starting my own legacy and, kind of going here to help the defense. Like I said, I'm going to go out here and play free safety, play strong safety, play corner if they need me to, play nickel if they need me to. So I'm going to go out here and just do whatever I can to help the defense and, help us win.
When you guys came in here last year, it was not exactly a fond memory for you, but, the way Ravens beat Oakland. But did that show you something about the way Baltimore plays and as you said, the fans?
Oh, yeah, you can definitely tell it's a physical attitude, just the physicalness, and like I said, just that confidence. And like I said, one thing about playing in this stadium, like I said, I saw the fans were loud. Like I said, they may have some of the best fans in the NFL, so they were loud the whole game, like I said, yelling and cheering for their team. So I'm definitely excited to play in front of these fans.
Do you have a memory of picking off Flacco
then? Oh, yeah. As soon as I see him, I got to give him a hard time. So I'll always replay that.
Someone who is beloved here in Baltimore. What does that mean to you to follow Ed Reed into that position?
Like I said, it means a lot. Like I said, he's one of the greatest, and if not the greatest, free safety that ever played the game. And like I said, I talked to him last night. Like I said, just told him I'd carry on his legacy. Like I said, carry on the tradition of great safeties, in Baltimore. So I'm definitely going to, go out there and hold up my end.
Did you call him last night?
I texted him. We, text back and forth last night. Like I said, I've been talking to, Ed for a little while, so.
You had visited Dallas. What made you decide to choose the Ravens? Was it about their defense, a little bit of money, the whole?
On all just defense and just winning. Like I said, at this point in my career, like I said, it's not chasing money, it's not chasing things like that, it's chasing that Super Bowl ring. And like I said, I don't think any other better place, than to come here. And then, Baltimore is that place. And let's say you want to come here and win a Super Bowl, then this is where you want to be.
How would you describe your game?
That's a tough question. Just I'll do whatever it takes for the team. Like I said, I played corner, free safety, strong safety, nickel, dime. I've kind of played all in my career, so I'm just one of those guys that has to do whatever's best for the team, and like I said, put the team first.
Michael, I think you were in Texas' pro day. Mm-hmm. You take that in the other day. You were talking against some of the Dallas guys after your Cowboys visit. You were going to go to Green Bay. Was there a trip scheduled for Green Bay, and then you just kind of changed your mind and decided to just go ahead and go to Green Bay?
No, trip wasn't scheduled yet. We're just, you know, talking back and forth with my agent. But like I said, I mean, I wanted to be here, like I said, especially once I got Doomerville. I said, look at that pass rush with him, you know, Suggs, Nada, Canty, all them in there. So as soon as I got him, oh, yeah, it makes my job a lot easier. So this is where I wanted to be. I don't think it'll be bad. Like I said, you know, I saw Webb, you know, in there working out in the training room now, and like I said, I know Shockey Brown, and like I said, so I know some of those guys, and you know, I've seen a lot of them in the offseason, things like that. So I think once we got here, I'll be at it for OTAs, mini camps, workouts. So I think it'll be easy fitting in with these guys.
This team has some other young safeties on the roster. Do you see yourself coming in and taking on a veteran leadership role in that group?
Oh, yeah, definitely be a mentor. Like I said, it's more than just on the field. Like I said, you got to be a mentor off the field and kind of just kind of teach the young guys how to be a pro. Like I said, how to get better each and, you know, day in and day out. So I definitely want to be a mentor to the young guys.
Is it going to be a hard thing for you to adjust after being with one team for so long to come all the way across here and just change up?
I don't think so. When you're winning, that makes things a lot easier. So, I mean, I'm going to really go out here and win, make plays, and just help this team however I can.
You train with Shockey in the offseason? Are you two kind of close?
Yeah, I train with him. I saw him Tuesday. Matter of fact, we were down in Austin for the pro day. Like I said, just, you know, tell him let's make it happen. Like I said, he called, you know, TA, and, you know, I told him I wanted to be out here and make it happen. And the next day they made it happen. So, you know, Shockey definitely my guy, so I got to keep him in line. I have no idea. I mean, we'll talk scheme and, you know, talk all that later. But, I mean, as of right now, I'm just enjoying being a Raven, enjoying, I said, being a defending Super Bowl champions.
Did it help your game having that opportunity to play some other positions that you feel like that kind of makes you more well-balanced?
I think it does, like I said, because I see things from, you know, kind of everybody's point of view now, like I said. So when I'm a safety, like I said, I know what corner's looking at, splits, leverage, things like that. So I definitely think playing corner this year will help me at free safety. You definitely know it's, you know, tough situation, certain formations, certain routes are tough for them. And, you know, for me, being a free safety, you know, I'm the one to make everything right, so I can help them out.